We're in Simin Reis Samach Vav, the halachas of someone who was on the road when Shabbos came. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Vav. In Sif Aleph, we learned that if he's got his donkey there, and also a non-Jew, he's better off giving his money to a non-Jew to carry, rather than put it on his donkey, because his own animal, there's a mitzvah, shvisas behemto. Whereas when it comes to a non-Jew, their chazal were makel, that he should give it to him in order that he not be tempted to break some isur darais himself and carry it. Siv beis, im ein imo ein Yehudi. What if there's no non-Jew with him? And the Mishnah Berurah adds, or a case where he just doesn't trust the non-Jew that he'll return his money to him after Shabbos. Menicho al chamoro, their chazal did allow you to put it on your animal. In order that you not be chayev from machamer. Now here we have to know that there are two isurim involved in one's animal doing malacha on Shabbos. Number one, the halacha is that if I get my animal to carry something on Shabbos, that is an isur of machamer. And the truth is, this is not limited to my animal, any animal. To get an animal to do malacha for me, the animal is moving because I am getting him to move. I hit him, I make some kind of noise or movement that gets him to go, and by doing that he's carrying something. That is the isur of machamer on Shabbos. That's one thing. The second thing is, we also have the pasuk uvehem techa, which tells me that I'm not allowed to have my animal do malacha for me, which is only a halacha in my animal. So in order to avoid both of these halachas, what do? You have to make sure that what the animal is doing is not considered malacha, had a human done it. So, kadesha lo yechayv mishum mechamer, iyika akira vahanacha, if when you're carrying, the halacha is that the malacha of carrying, bepashtis, is not simply the fact that I'm carrying something on Shabbos, it's that I'm changing the position of the object. Namely, if an object is sitting put in one rishus, and I lift it and carry it to another rishus and put it down there, I did an akira and a hanacha, I have changed its position. Similarly, in a rishus harabim itself, we say every four amos is considered like a new rishus in the rishus harabim. So if I lift something that was stationary, carry it four amos, and then replay, put it down again, so there I've changed its place, and that is the malacha. So the same way that in all other malachas, by changing the state of an object, I change the state of a substance, I took a raw substance and turned it into a cooked substance. All the malachas involve change. The change in the malacha of carrying is changing its position. The position of the object, too, is considered an aspect of it, and change of it is an act of creation which constitutes malacha. But you need an akira and a hanacha. It's not just walking with it. It's the fact that it was stationary, I lifted it, I initiated it being moved out of its place, and then when I get to the place I want it, I put it down so that I've changed its place. Similarly, if I want the animal to be chayiv for hotzah in a way that I would be over for shvises behem or mechamer, it's got to be that the animal does an akira and a hanacha. So the mechaber tells us, the chazal told you, you've got to do it in a way that you'll prevent an akira and a hanacha. What is that? Manicho lachar shi'okro yad v'rega lolechas. You wait until the animal has begun walking. It's taken one step. It has picked up one front leg and one hind leg, and it starts walking. So that means it started to walk, and then you put the object on it. That's not called an akira. The animal didn't do an akira. You see, if the animal had it stationary on itself and then start walking, the walking is initiating an akira. That's called an akira. But if the animal is already walking and I put something on it, it does not have an akira. Ukeshehi omedes. Now, every time the animal stops, so if the animal stops, now that would constitute a hanacha. So as I see it about to stop, I pull it off the animal and then wait until the animal is about to start going again. Then when it begins walking, I put it back on again. Then you put it back. So this is what Chazal were matir in a case where one doesn't have a non-Jew available. They allowed him to use his own animal. Now, according to this Shita, according to this shita, the isser that you have to be worried about is the isser at the time you place it there, and the isser when you take it off there, that you shouldn't be making an akira and a hanacha. The yesh omim shitzarach lizor melanhiga b'kol ram calls mansha kisaleha. The second shita holds that even while it's carrying it, you have to make sure that you're not making it walk. Meaning the shaila is, since there was no akira in hanocha, are you over on mechamer by encouraging it to keep walking? The first shita holds not, and the second one holds it is. Now everyone agrees that before he starts walking, let's say you've got your animal there and it's just sitting, and you want it to go, you're allowed to get it to start walking with nothing on it. Once it starts moving, then you put the object on it. Provided that this is the object that you placed on it, that's the only thing it's carrying. What happens if the animal is actually pulling a carriage behind it? So there already we have a problem, because it's carrying, and every time it stops, that's a hanach, and every time it starts again, that's an akira. So there, everyone would agree that you couldn't allow it to walk. You couldn't make it walk. You couldn't encourage it to walk. What happens if you're walking with your animal and it's pulling a carriage behind it? So what do you do? There's really nothing you can do because your animal is pulling your carriage. So you've got to stop your animal. So what do? You can call a non-Jew and you can have him have the animal, make the animal walk, but you'll also have to mafker your animal in order that it not be behem techa. So you won't be over on the chamer and you won't be over on velem techa. Similarly, if it's michutz l'tchum, if you're going michutz l'tchum, there is no heter either for the Jew for that. Chazal, we're not matter that. Further, says the Ramah, Hagav, Uhulo yirkav alachamor, Eliyelech baraglav, you can't ride on the animal on Shabbos, you're going to have to walk alongside it. What happens if you have to go outside the tchum? Because and the reason you have to do that is because you can't stay there because of sakana. Or if it's within the tchum, so what's this all about? This is in a makam sakana where you can't walk. You're allowed to ride on the animal. And if you're going mechutz l'tchum, where the only heter is sakana, without pikuach nefesh, you can't go outside the tchum. You can't go outside the tchum just to save yourself money. So there the halacha would be that if it's mechutz l'tchum, but you're in a makam sakana, you can ride on it. Not only that, but there are those that hold that you're better off riding than walking. Because when you're riding, you may be higher than 10 tfachim, and there are no tchumim l'mala me'asara. Whereas if you're sitting in a horse-drawn carriage, then there it's considered like you're on the ground altogether. There's no heter whatsoever. Siv Gimel. Hoya imo chamoro v'cheresh v'shota v'katan. You have a choice between putting it on your donkey, or there is a deaf mute. A shota is somebody who's very slow. That's the definition of a shota. Or better yet, someone who's crazy, someone who is imbalanced. He does not have the intelligence level pashtus of a child even, for cotton or a child. That in the you're better off putting it on a chamor, on an animal, than you are on a human being. You don't have a donkey, but you have a cheresh or a shota. Yitnenu l'shota l'fi shein lo das klal. A deaf mute does have a certain amount of das, whereas a shota doesn't. So you're better off giving to the shota. Sif hey, shota v'katan yitnenu l'shota, sh'akatan yavo l'chlal das. Even a katan who doesn't have any das, but one day he's going to get das, as opposed to a shota who will not. Cherish v'katan yitnenu l'mishi yirtze. If you have a choice between a cherish and a katan, you can give it to either one of them. Mishtabur brings the Prima Godim, who says that if the child is your own child, the cotton is your own child, then you're better off giving it to the cherish, to the deaf mute. Not only that, but it may even be that if chalila one has a child who's a cherish, that he's better off giving it to the cherish than to another child, because it could be that since the cherish will never come l'idei chinuch. Sif Vav. The Yesh Omim, Shekishanos Nolechad Me'elom, Anichu Olav Kshuma Halef, and Not Menek Kshu Omid. There's some who say that the same halachas that Chazal required with the donkey, that he not be doing it in a way that it's a malacha, you do the same thing with when you're using a cheresh and a shelta. Why do they hold that you have to have that? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the reason for it is because of Baal Tachil. It's like you're feeding him. You're feeding him Isser. If you put it on them, you gave it to them on Friday, that was his man heter, so now you don't have to worry about it for the rest of Shabbos. So the reason for it is because that he's continuing to carry it, that's adaita d'nafshe, he's not doing it for you anymore, he's doing it for himself. There are some who are machmir, the Mishnah Berurah says you can be makel in a karmelis. But the Mishnah Berurah has a problem. He asks, if the halacha is that if you put it on before Shabbos, according to that first day, that if you put it on before Shabbos, if you give it to him before Shabbos, you don't have to do any of these eitzes on Shabbos itself, because at the time you put it on it was beheter, then the same halacha should be true. If I put it on him while he was walking, there's an akira, there was no akira, that's machayev him. So why do I have to worry about what happens later? He leaves that as a tzarachim.